Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Meghna Bose, and today's program will explore the Prime Minister's visit to Karnataka and Telangana. Over the last decade, India's development story has increasingly been shaped by large-scale investments in highways, industrial corridors, healthcare, infrastructure, logistic networks, and manufacturing hubs. Alongside these economic projects, there has also been a parallel emphasis on cultural outreach, wellness, and people-centric engagement. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Karnataka and Telangana on the 10th of May reflects this broader approach. The day-long visit covered a wide spectrum, from spiritual outreach in Bangalore to healthcare infrastructure in Hyderabad, from national highways and industrial corridors to textile manufacturing parks expected to create thousands of jobs. The visit also builds on several earlier flagship initiatives launched in recent years, including the Bharatmala Highway Program, Ayushman Bharat, the National Industrial Corridor Development Program, PM Gati Shakti, and PM Mitra Textile Initiative, aimed at strengthening India's manufacturing ecosystem. Official estimates place the total value of projects announced, inaugurated or dedicated during the visit at more than 9,000 crore rupees. And with that, we begin with the first stop of the Prime Minister's visit, Bengaluru. The Prime Minister addressed a significant public meeting in Bengaluru, Karnataka, stating recent electoral successes for the BJP and discussing the broader political landscape in India. Reflecting on the date, May 10th, he honoured the spirit of the 1857 freedom struggle and called for national unity and duty. Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said on the significance of the 10th of May and why he chose the date to conduct the visit.
Sathiyo, aaj 10 Mai ki aitihasik tarikh hai. 1857 mein, aaj ke hi din, swatantrata sangram ki पहली चिंगारी फूटी थी. समय के साथ ये चिंगारी एक बड़ी ज्वाला में बदल गई, जिसने गुलामी की बेड़ियों को जलाकर भस्म कर दिया. शौर्य और सामर्थ्य की विरासत ये हमारी बहुत बड़ी ताकत है. इसी प्रेरणा से हमने 3 दिन पहले Operation Sindoor ki pehli varshgaanth manai hai.
In his speech, the Prime Minister also addressed the global challenges such as the unrest in West Asia. He urged the people of India to practice restraint, conserve resources and uphold their duties to help the nation navigate global crisis, comparing the spirit to the collective effort seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Furthermore, the Prime Minister also attended the 45th anniversary celebrations of The Art of Living at the organization's International Center on the outskirts of the city. The event brought together spiritual leaders, yoga practitioners, volunteers and visitors from different parts of India and abroad. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated the newly built Dhyan Mandir, a meditation and wellness complex designed to host yoga sessions, spiritual gatherings and community programs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized that the core element connecting India's diverse traditions is the spirit of seva or service, and also highlighted that any mission succeeds when it gains the strength of the society. He commended the Art of Living for its grassroots efforts in tree plantation, rural development, women empowerment and mental health programs for inmates.
Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai ashtadash puraneshu vyasasya vachanam dvayam परोपकाराह पुण्याय पापाय परपीडनम, अर्थात दूसरों की सेवा करना पुण्य है और पीड़ा देना पाप है. सेवा परमो धर्म है. ये हमारे समाज का स्वाभाविक चरित्र है. पीढ़ी दर पीढ़ी ये संस्कार सरिता हम सबको संस्कारित करती है, प्रेरित करती है, ऊर्जावान बनाती है.
The Prime Minister noted that India's growth particularly in the fields of technology, innovation, and startups, is driven by its youth. He stressed the importance of helping youth find mental peace, staying connected with to their roots, and develop a sense of social responsibility.
आज की दुनिया में बहुत तेजी से बड़े बड़े परिवर्तन हो रहे हैं. हर दिन साइंस नई संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल रही है. नए नए इनोवेशन पूरे की पूरी इकोनॉमी को बदल रहे हैं. भारत इस बदलाव में केवल भागीदारी नहीं कर रहा, वो कई क्षेत्रों में नेतृत्व भी कर रहा है. हमारी डिजिटल क्रांति ने भारत को डिजिटल पेमेंट में ग्लोबल लीडर बनाया है. आज इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर भी अभूतपूर्व गति से आगे बढ़ रहा है और फ्यूचरिस्टिक विजन के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है. स्टार्टअप में भारत बहुत तेजी से दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा इकोसिस्टम बना है. हमारी युवा आज स्पेस में अपनी सैटेलाइट भेज रहे हैं. देश की ऐसी सभी उपलब्धियों का सबसे बड़ा कारण है हमारे युवा है.
The Prime Minister also called for collective efforts in natural farming, water conservation, and environmental stewardship. He linked these efforts to the government's broader Mission Life initiative, which promotes a lifestyle in balance with nature.
भारत के होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट के लिए कई स्तरों पर सामूहिक प्रयास की आवश्यकता है. इनमें आर्ट ऑफ लिविंग जैसे संगठन महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका और ज्यादा शक्ति से इस परिवर्तन के प्रहरी बन सकते हैं. आप में से बहुत से लोग किसानों और ग्रामीण समुदायों के साथ जुड़कर काम करते हैं.
The Prime Minister in recent years has repeatedly linked wellness and preventative healthcare with national productivity, mental health and lifestyle management. Officials say institutions promoting meditation, yoga and stress management are now being viewed as complementary to formal healthcare systems. Bengaluru itself has become an important center for this wellness ecosystem, blending technology, education and spiritual tourism. Over the past several years, India's healthcare strategy has increasingly focused on strengthening district hospitals, expanding medical education, and improving access to affordable treatment through schemes such as Ayushman Bharat. Telangana has emerged as one of India's healthcare and pharmaceutical hubs, attracting patients not only from neighboring states but also from abroad. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of National Highway 167 between Gudebellur and Mehboobnagar. The highway forms part of the larger Hyderabad-Panaji economic corridor and is expected to improve connectivity between Telangana, Karnataka and Goa. Road infrastructure has been one of the central themes of India's developmental push over the past decade. Under programs such as Bharatmala and PM Gati Shakti, the government has sought to integrate highways, ports, rail corridors, logistics parks and industrial clusters into a unified transport network. The Prime Minister noted that over the past 12 years, the government has invested nearly 1.75 lakh crores in national highways, doubling the network in Telangana. Let's listen to what he said.
बीते 12 वर्षों में भारत सरकार की बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी भी रही है. रोड्स हो, रेलवे हो, एयरपोर्ट हो, कनेक्टिविटी के हर मोड पर अभूतपूर्व निवेश किया जा रहा है. करीब 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए की इन्वेस्टमेंट सिर्फ और सिर्फ नेशनल हाईवे पर की गई है और इसका बहुत बड़ा लाभ तेलंगाना को भी हो रहा है.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the development of the Zahirabad industrial area as part of the national initiative to build industrial corridors, aiming to transform the region into a manufacturing powerhouse with world-class infrastructure and advanced ICT networks. Let's listen to what he said.
जहीराबाद इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित करने के भारत सरकार के राष्ट्रीय अभियान का हिस्सा है. यह एक प्रकार से इंडस्ट्रियल स्मार्ट सिटी बनने जा रहा है. यहाँ वर्ल्ड क्लास इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर होगा, बेहतरीन
पावर सप्लाई होगी, एडवांस आईसीटी नेटवर्क होगा, यानी दुनिया भर के निवेशकों के लिए यहाँ हर वो सुविधा होगी जो इंडस्ट्री के लिए उन्हें जरूरी है.
Another major announcement during the Hyderabad program was the foundation stone for the Zahirabad industrial area in Sangareddy district. The Zahirabad industrial area will include plug and play facilities, logistics support and infrastructure for export-oriented industries. Telangana has steadily positioned itself as an investment destination in sectors such as electronics, pharmaceuticals, defense, manufacturing and data services. Industry representatives believe the corridor could further strengthen Hyderabad's role as a logistics and manufacturing hub in southern India. The Prime Minister also discussed the importance of energy for 21st century progress, mentioning the inauguration of the Indian Oil Terminal in Malkapur as a step to strengthen supply chains. He also advocated for the restrained and efficient use of energy resources such as petrol and gas to reduce reliance on imports. Let's listen to what he said.
इंडियन ऑयल के नए टर्मिनल का उद्घाटन इसी दिशा में एक बड़ा कदम है. यह टर्मिनल तेलंगाना की बढ़ती एनर्जी नीड्स को पूरा करेगा, सप्लाई चेन को मजबूत करेगा. साथियों, बीते सालों में सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप देशों में पहुंच चुका है. पेट्रोल में इथेनॉल ब्लेंडिंग को लेकर अभूतपूर्व काम हुआ है. पहले हमने शत प्रतिशत एलपीजी कवरेज पर फोकस किया, अब हम पाइप से सस्ती गैस पर फोकस कर रहे हैं, सीएनजी आधारित व्यवस्था को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं. ऐसे तमाम प्रयासों के कारण भारत इस बहुत बड़े वैश्विक ऊर्जा संकट का सामना कर रहा है. लेकिन अब आज समय की ये भी मांग है कि पेट्रोल, डीजल, गैस ऐसी चीजों का बहुत संयम से इस्तेमाल करें.
The final major project of the day focused on one of India's oldest employment sectors, textiles. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the PM Mitra Textile Park in Warangal, also known as the Kakatiya Mega Textile Park. PM Mitra or the Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel Scheme is part of government's effort to modernize India's textile sector and improve export competitiveness. Telangana has a long history of cotton cultivation, weaving traditions and textile activity. The Warangal project aims to connect this traditional strength with modern industrial infrastructure and global supply chains. Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said about this.
Warangal ka PM Mitra Park desh mein textile kranti ko gati dega. PM Mitra Park mein lagne wali units ko केंद्र सरकार की योजनाओं का भी पूरा लाभ मिलेगा. उन्हें केंद्र सरकार की पीएलआई स्कीम से भी मदद मिलेगी. यानी इस टेक्सटाइल पार्क से बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार का निर्माण होगा. खासतौर पर जो हमारी बहनें बेटियां हैं उनके लिए अनेक अवसर बनने वाले.
अकॉर्डिंग टू गवर्नमेंट एस्टिमेट्स Each PM Mitra Park could attract investments worth nearly 10,000 crore rupees while generating large-scale employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Karnataka and Telangana brought together several themes that have come to define India's current development narrative: infrastructure expansion, industrial growth, healthcare access, logistics, integration and cultural outreach. As these projects move from announcement to execution, their long-term impact will ultimately be measured by jobs created, services delivered, and regional growth achieved. The Prime Minister's visit to Karnataka and Telangana was characterized by a blend of economic planning and public engagement. These initiatives will work as long-term investments in connectivity, employment and manufacturing capacity and lead towards the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR or our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. This was it for Spotlight today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Spotlight.